Highlights from last week's high school football coverage on our family of stations on KNIA KRLS. It was a happy homecoming for Knoxville as the Panthers entertained and battered around the Saydell Eagles. Heard live on 95.3 KNIA.
Olin in shotgun formation on first and 10. Takes a snap. Looks to throw. He gets chased. He'll throw. It's intercepted. Jay Keller has it, and he will go in. Touchdown. Jay Keller steps into the passing lane and takes it for a pick six. Here is a screen pass to Keller. Looking inside. He goes to the five, and he will score. Touchdown, Knoxville. Jay Keller, his second win of the night. This time, it's on the offensive side of the ball. Kiefer takes it. He'll give it to T.J. DeYoung, trying to find running room. Big hole across the 10. 5, touchdown! T.J. DeYoung from 20 yards out, and the Panthers are up big over Saydell. Trout beside Kiefer in the shotgun on third and goal from the 4 of Saydell. Here is Andon Trout straight ahead. Touchdown, Knoxville! And the Panthers score again. If you haven't figured it out by now, homecoming is going to be a happy one for the black and gold.
Final score, Knoxville 42, Saydell a mere 6. Bella Christian hosted Pleasantville in a battle of Marion County teams. That was heard live on KNIAKRLS.com, KRLS 2 with Tyler Crabb and J.D. Bohr.
Jet sweep here for Ritzert. He's got a hole, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Peyton Ritzert into the end zone. It's a play action this time, and Veenstra is there, and it's dangerously thrown in the air by Sheets and intercepted by Josiah Deal. Kaczmarinski in the shotgun. He fakes the handoff to Scherz. He's going to keep it across the 25, across the 20, 15, 10, 5. Isaac Kaczmarinski into the end zone now as Pella Christian with their third rushing touchdown of the night. Left now, the handoff goes to Ammons. He got a yard, and then the extra effort gave him about four more as he gets... gain of 5 there. Nice little run there by Dylan Ammons, which is his best run of the night.
Final score, Pella Christian 54, Pleasantville 7. Pella ventured to Cedar Rapids to play the Xavier Saints. Heard live with Andrew Schneider and Randy Sickema on 92.1 KRLS.
Just one deep safety here for Xavier defensively on third and long. Hardman, clean pocket, has Schulte wide open at the 40. One man to beat at the 30, and he's tackled from behind, deep in Xavier territory. Big play for Pella as they move the sticks. And they'll pitch it right side to Kenson Fuller. He's got some jets. Off to the 40. He's off to the races at the 50. One man to beat at the 40, and he will stay on his feet until he gets close to the 20-yard line and knocked out of bounds. Shoot. Kenson Fuller flying down the field. Going for it all. They've got a man open downfield that's tipped and intercepted by Hardman. Trying to set up the return of the Dutch in Dutch territory. Hardman dragged down from behind at the 40. It was a jump ball well covered downfield as McDermott was open again, but he underthrew it. This time, though, Shetterly and Hardman were both there for the interception.
Final score, Xavier 47, Pella nothing. Norwalk and Indianola had an old-fashioned throwdown. Heard live with Andrew Swadner and Rick Wilson on 94.3 KNIA.
Brick drops back to pass, takes a shot down the field. He's got Drew Kingery wide open at the 30, caught to the 20, to the 10, into the end zone, 56 yards. Brick to Drew Kingery. Drops back to pass, takes a shot deep left down the field. He's got a receiver in single coverage, and it's caught over the top. What a catch! And the Warriors in just a couple plays, and he's out of bounds at the 1 yard line to Kewer Rodman. It goes 41 yards. What a throw and catch.
Final score, Indianola 45, Norwalk 33. PCM traveled to State Center, and it went down to the final seconds. Heard live on KNIAKRLS.com, KRLS 3 with Mike Effner and Jeff Lindsay.
Back to pass, got some time, going deep down the right sideline for Schuler. Great defense. Is it picked off by Robbins? I believe it is.
That's a touchback.
Interception, Adrian Robbins. This time Hart rolls to his left. He wanted to go deep. Now he's going to be drilled in the backfield, a sack there. Robbins in the backfield. They're going to give it to Robbins. Miss it, makes one guy miss. Slicing up through there, breaks a tackle, touchdown. PCM with 11-11 left in the second quarter. Fourth down and 4. Stock takes a snap. He's going to throw. He dumps it off. They look to set up the screen to Robbins. He's got it. Left side. He's pulled down, though. He's stopped his momentum. I think he stopped short. He stopped to make a move, and doing so, they were able to kind of get their hands around him and pull him down. And he's short of the first down by about a yard and a half.
Final score, West Marshall 13, PCM 12. Those were our top-tier highlights from week 6 of the high school football season.